What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Radical Talks with Tia Darcell. What's happening? What's going on? How y'all doing? How's your day? How's your evening? How's your past couple of weeks been? How's your past couple of months been? First of all, I want to say shout out to the Most High for giving me the opportunity to yet again come and speak to y'all on this amazing podcast that he's blessed me with, to be able to, you know what I'm saying, be the light, be an example, and try my best to live a life that's pleasing to the Father, right? So I'm not going to hold you long like they say on a Good Baptist Sunday. I do want to specifically talk to you guys about something today, right? And I say this because these past couple of weeks, past couple of months, I've been in some situations that have caused me to have to make some difficult decisions to either remove people from my life, change my position and my role in people's lives. And there have actually been people that have removed me from their life because I don't fit their life. You know what I mean? So I had to accept that, acknowledge it, understand it, and respect it. So today, I specifically want to talk to y'all about something called, who are you loyal to? Who are you loyal to? Right? Because every day I wake up, I realize that my loyalty resides with the Most High. And when I say the Most High, for anybody that's new to following me, anybody that, you know, does not know that the Bible references our Elohim, our Abba, our Father as the Most High God, the Most High God with the capital G, because we know God is a title. We know that there are 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 gods in this world, lowercase g, but there is only one Most High God, Yahuwah, our Elohim. You know what I mean? God is not a name. God is a title. And I try to say that just to provide clarity to people that are confused or don't understand, or that may even be new to the faith. And to hear somebody say the Most High instead of saying God may come off as offensive to someone who is unaware that the Most High is a title well above just God. Okay. So yeah, I wanted to just, you know, provide clarity. I don't want anybody to be confused. I don't want anybody to feel misled. And you can find that in your Bible and scripture. It's in there. So I said all that to say, my loyalty resides to the Most High. And I didn't know and was actually willing to accept until recently that I still dealt with pleasing people. I still dealt with trying to place people's feelings above what it is that the Most High is telling me to do, what it is that I know that I should be doing, what it is that I know I should be saying, or what it is that I know that I should not be saying, all to make a person happy, all to not try to offend somebody, all to not try to make someone feel some type of way towards me as the messenger of the gospel of Yahushua HaMashiach, you know, as the world calls him, Jesus Christ. So it's been a difficult couple of weeks, man. It's been a difficult couple of months, because when you're growing on this journey, on this walk with Abba, you want to make sure that you're doing everything that you can to stay in right standings with him, right? So in order for me to be in right standing with him, I need to know what his word says. I need to read his word, have read his word, be in his word in order to know the character of the Most High. And if I don't know the character of the Most High, then I am unable to know, discern that someone is not operating in the character of the Most High. And I will not be able to discern if I'm not operating in the character of the Most High. So I don't take it lightly that I'm called. I don't take it lightly that I'm chosen. I've been on this walk this time around, 2018, 2019 is when I started taking my walk serious with the Most High. And I fell 1,000 times on that walk. And I will continue to fall. But it's about to get back up that's important. It's about the fight to get back up that's important. It's about knowing that the Most High told me that he would never leave me nor forsake me, and that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. But I have to know and understand that when that greater in me starts to speak up and speak out, I have to silence all the voices that are around me. I have to know without a shadow of a doubt that I am a daughter of the Most High Elohim, the Most High God. Right? And I am a daughter of a king, the king, not just a king. Thank you, Abba. The king, right? So when I realize that I'm a daughter of the king, because there's no king higher than him, he's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, right? And I really rarely even use the word Lord, but that's another story for another day. I have to understand, right, that I am called, I am chosen, that I'm part of a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. All of those things mean that I am set, I have to be, you know what I'm saying, set apart. I have to move different. I have to think different. I have to talk different. I have to walk different. I have to interact different with people. I have to make sure that I have people around me that feel the same way. And if I got people around me that don't feel the same way, I have to make sure that those people are willing to either elevate based upon their relationship with the Most High, or if the Most High tells me to separate, then I gotta separate based on the leading of the Most High, no matter how those people around me feel. There was a time back in, I think maybe 2020, 21, 22, I don't know exactly when it was, but I was on this radio show. I was on a couple of radio shows. I was doing a lot of things. I was in places where big time gospel hip hop people are, big time celebrity, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about big time. And it was good, you know? And the Most High told me, hey, I need you to step away from all of that. And I'm like, what? You need me to step away from all of that? You sure? I'm asking him, is he sure? Because I'm like, listen, I'm just now getting in this door. And like, matter of fact, when he told me to step down, like a couple of weeks before Ken Jones had just literally told me, hey, I didn't know you were out. Like, you need to get aware of what you got inside of you. You're like, you dope, you far. The Ken Jones literally said that to me, right? When I say the Ken Jones, I'm saying that not as if he's an idol to me, but he's somebody that people look up like, oh, he's this big time man of God. Like, don't get me wrong, even men of God fall down. Let's be clear. However, I'm saying all this to say, at a time where my career in music was about to reach its highest peak, I had to make a choice and step away based on the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, based on the leading of Abba, our Father, right? So when I started to listen to our Father, he started pulling me out of environments, pulling me away from situations, pulling me away from people. And I had developed a certain level of concern for his people, right? At that particular point in my life, that's when I truly began to understand what it means to love people. I didn't know what it meant to love people without limits, right? I thought I did, but in reality, I did not. If I'm honest with myself, and I'm gonna be honest with myself, and I'm gonna be honest with y'all, because I still had some stipulations. I still sometimes caught myself saying, if and then. If you didn't do this to me, then I would have never responded this way. If you didn't say this, then I would have never replied in that way. So that right there is a form of manipulation, if I'm extremely honest. So I thank the Most High for delivering me from that spirit of manipulation and not knowing how to fully express myself, not knowing how to fully hold myself accountable, and not knowing how to fully operate in my emotions, but not let my emotions control me. There is a huge difference between having emotions and living in your emotions and letting your emotions control you. So fast forward to present day, right? So I've been in situations, lady, and I've been loving on people. I love people. I love people hard. I mean, when I tell you I love you, I mean it. That's just like if I tell you I'm going to pray for you, I mean it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right then so that I don't forget. You know, it's easy to say I call you or I text you. No, I don't take calling and texting as important as I do praying for you, you know? So that's just me. That's just my story. That's my testimony. That's my life. That's a lifestyle that I'm learning to live, choosing to live. And right now, I had to get to a point to where I am choosing to not be offended, right? The spirit of offense is running so rampant right now in this world. I don't care if you're in church. I don't care if you're out of church. I don't care if you're a believer, you're a non-believer. I don't care if you are a Satanist. I don't care if you are an atheist. The spirit of offense runs crazy in this world because we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. The first thing we want to do is get offended, right? Been there, done that, fighting right now to not be offended about so many different things that I'm experiencing. So I'm learning that you have to choose not to be offended. Choose not to be offended. You know what I mean? So if we take it back to scripture, like even with Joshua, when he was telling them, choose ye this day, who you going to serve? Are you going to serve the Elohim of the Amalekites, the all of them ites, or are you going to serve the Elohim of your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? You have to choose. Offense can be easily received, right? Because Somebody can always say something that you don't like. Somebody can always do something that you don't like. But you have to understand that you are a true believer and that you have the ability to dictate the outcome of your day, of your responses, of your attitude, of your mood, only by making a choice, right? So if I'm choosing not to be offended, it's a little bit easier for me to know that my loyalty resides to the Most High, because the Most High's character is not operating in offense. The Most High's character is not to beat somebody down that's trying to grow closer to Him. What He does is He convicts you by way of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. The conviction comes in, right? And when you are convicted, you now have a choice to do right or to do wrong. You have a choice to decide, okay, this person just cussed me out. Now, I need to think about this before I respond, because scripture says out of the abundance of the heart does the mouth speak it, right? So whatever's in you is going to come out of you, but you have to choose to actually allow those things to be filtered by way of the heart, the character, the mind of Christ, Yahushua, the Messiah, right? Because if I'm out here living a life that is not a representation of the Most High, if I'm not being a replica of the Most High, then I'm not living Christ's light. Then I'm not being who He told me to be. Then I'm not following the example left in Matthew 28 for the Great Commission, right? So therefore, I have to spend time with Him. Therefore, I have to know who He is. Therefore, I have to know how He operated in the Word, because, okay, I got the Holy Spirit living inside of me, but I was not walking with the Messiah when He was walking on the earth. I didn't have the privilege of walking beside Him, just like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Mary, all of those people. I don't get that privilege, right? So what I have to do now, I have to study to show myself approved, so that way I will know how He would respond. I can't say that He's going to respond exactly this way, because I don't know the mind of Christ, right? I don't know it as in if we're going to be technical. I don't know the mind of Christ. However, He left the blueprint. So if you going to be the type of person that says things like, oh, you know, the Most High ain't or is or would never or shall never or can never, and if you do these things and you're not being led by the Holy Spirit, then you got to really think about, why am I saying these things? And I don't even know how He would or wouldn't respond, because one, I haven't even been in my Word, and y'all knows how long. So if I'm not in my Word, or if I'm not communing with the Most High, because don't get me wrong, a lot of people don't understand this. You can have a revelation by way of the Holy Spirit. You could have your Bible nowhere near you. You could not even quote a scripture at all. And the Ruach HaKodesh gives you a revelation for someone, right? It's up to that individual and their relationship with Abba whether or not they're going to receive it. But you can get a revelation by way of the Holy Spirit. He said the Holy Spirit is the one that makes utterings on our behalf, you know? So if He already knows the end to the beginning, then how is it impossible to not get a word from the Holy Spirit? So that's why you got to know for yourself and have a relationship yourself with Elohim, with the Most High. You cannot get full off of that Sunday service and expect it to carry you all throughout your week. You cannot take that one scripture unless you are expounding it, unless you are exegeting it. I mean, you got to really break it down to eat off of it all week. Because, see, that's not how Christ designed us as believers. He said, early in the morning will I seek thee, right? So we got to make sure, which I am getting back to now. Let's be clear. I'm never telling you guys anything that Abba hasn't already checked me on or convicted me on. Because you need to get up and get in your Word first thing in the morning before you start your day. You got to understand that you can't hold on to that sleep, Tia, right? You got to let that sleep go, whether it's an hour, whether it's 30 minutes, whatever it is that the Holy Spirit confirms in your spirit that you need to do, that you need to change, that you need to sacrifice so that your loyalty will be to the Most High and not to the people in this world. You need to do that, because guess what? It's people that's depending on you to do it. It's people that you've never met before in your entire life that are depending on your obedience, your sacrifice, based on the leading of the Holy Spirit to be who He called you to be in this moment, in this season, and in this atmosphere. So who am I to disobey God? Who am I to disobey Abba? Who am I to disobey Yahuwah? The one that put breath in my body. The same man that wakes me up every single morning with purpose, for purpose, on purpose to continue to grow into the woman that he's created me to be, the woman of Yah that he's created me to be, so that I can be all he needs to be. He needs me to be for my husband when he finds me, for my children, for my grandchildren, for anybody that I come in contact with. I only want people to see Yahuwah when they see me. I only want to be a light to people when they see me, right? See, that is where I was running into the brick wall at, because I wanted people to understand my heart so bad. I wanted people to respect my relationship and my walk with the Most High so bad. I wanted people to know that I love Abba. So if I'm operating in a certain way, it's not gonna be to offend you. It's simply because of the Holy Spirit that's inside of me. But I can't make anyone see Yahuwah in me. If they don't see Yahuwah in me by now, then that's between them and the Most High. You get what I'm saying? I had to understand that people have their own walks. They have their own relationships with the Father. And I had to realize that some people may have only been alone with the ride for me for a season. And I may have been only alone for the ride with them for a season, right? Because in the beginning of this, I told y'all that lately I've been having to make decisions that I didn't like, that were uncomfortable for me, that made me feel bad, that really hurt my feelings. I'm talking about crying hurting my feelings, right? And I had to understand and accept that as long as I'm walking and operating in the will of the Most High, I am doing what he told me to do. And I am operating out of a sense of loyalty, reverence, respect for Yahuwah. I got to do whatever he tells me to do, no matter if I don't like it, no matter if he don't like it, no matter if she don't like it, no matter if they don't like it. What matters is, am I living a life that's pleasing to the Most High? Am I making decisions that are pleasing to the Most High? Am I in the rooms that I know the Most High told me to be in? Am I going places that the Most High told me to go, no matter if I want to be there or not? No matter if I had to not go here or not go there to satisfy the calling of the Holy Spirit, I got to do whatever it is that he called me to do. So I said all this to say, I want you guys to understand and know that you're called, you're chosen for a purpose. You got to understand that the Most High is your Father. He is your brother. He is the leader of your life, and he is the last voice that you should listen to. And the Most High, one of the most beautiful things that Abba gives us, thank you, Yahuwah, is choice. He gives us that. That's one of the things that humans have that so many other things that he created don't have. A tree can't choose to get up and walk. Like, a tree can't choose that. Like, an ocean cannot choose to, let me dry up right now and move eastward right now. Humans, we, people, his creations, we have a choice. He wants us to choose him every single day. So now you got to ask yourself, who am I loyal to? Am I loyal to the Most High? Am I loyal to his word? Am I loyal to the convictions of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit? Or am I loyal to these people out here? The only reason I should be loyal to people is because I'm doing what thus saith the Most High concerning those people. Amen. So don't ever get it twisted that you have to make everybody happy, because it's impossible. And the Most High said that they hated him without cause. And we're not sinless. So they got a cause to hate us and rightfully use us and mistreat us, because a lot of the times we do people wrong. But guess what he said in his word? He says in Hebrews 13:6, Adonai is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? So ask yourself, when you waking up every day making decisions based on the leading of the Holy Spirit, when you waking up every day getting in your word, not getting in your word just to say you read your word, not getting in your word to say that, oh, I'm this or I'm that, but because, man, listen, man, he sent his son to die for me. The least I could do is get in his word and try to live a life that's pleasing to the Most High and love on his people. That's what I mean when I say that, what can man do to me? What can man do to me? Because the Most High has me in his hand, and in his word, he said that I cannot be plucked from his hand. That's what he said to me, right? So if you think back to in Isaiah, right? Isaiah 41:3, he said, for I, thee, your Adonai, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. You got a helper. And I ain't even talking about the Ruach HaKodesh in that verse. You got a helper because no matter what you're going through, he right there beside you. He told you in his word, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He said it. And guess what you need to go do? Go read your word. Spend time in meditation. And I'm not talking about this new age, modern age, all this yoga and all of this weirdo type of stuff. Like, I'm talking about real life, spending time with the Holy Spirit. Real life, spending time with the Most High. Listening for a response from the Most High. Not just, oh man, I prayed it. This is no. Sometimes you gotta just chill in that thing. You gotta let that thing marinate. We gotta have some of that crock pot loving with the Most High. Not all that instantaneous microwave air fryer type of stuff. You know, because in Psalms 39:14 it says, "I will praise you, Yahuwah, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." I want y'all to go out there and do a word search. Go look that scripture up and look and see what it really means to be fearfully and wonderfully made. And it inbox me when you do. Because I want you to know what it means to be fearfully and wonderfully made. Because that's what he said about you. You are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. You know what I'm saying? So I got another scripture. And I'm giving y'all these because I got them in my mirror in my bathrooms, right? And I'm going to change them every week so that I can be refreshed every morning, every time that I take a trip to the bathroom. I'm reading them out loud. In John 16:33, he said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." So if Yahuwah can overcome the world, we can overcome the world because he is inside of us, because he told us greater works will you do. So if I'm able, if I'm at the capacity of spiritual maturity to be able to do greater works, that means that I am in alignment with the will of the Father. That means that I am allowing him to order my steps. That means that I am being everything that he has called me to be and everything that he's created me to be in this moment. So Abba Yahuwah, I repent of my sins, knowingly and unknowingly. I thank you so much for changing my heart posture, allowing me the room to grow, allowing me the opportunity to fall in order to be picked back up by your word, by your love, by the commitment that you have to me. As long as I am trying and striving to be more like you every single day, I know that you will never take your hand off of me. And I also know that you said that the Holy Spirit will not dwell anywhere unclean. So I will help me continue to cleanse my temple, cleanse my spirit, cleanse my soul, submit and surrender my will to your way so that I will be in right standing with you and that you will be with me every step of the way. I love you. I adore you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I want y'all to know that your loyalty should always be to the Most High. And no matter what, if you're in right standing with Abba Yahuwah, the Most High, everything else is going to fall in line. People may not understand how and why you move the way you do, but as long as the Most High has given you that instruction, you are going to be just fine. And even when it seems like you are losing, take it as a learning experience. Take it as an opportunity to operate true faith and belief in the Most High, no matter what. You know what I mean? So that's enough for today. I want you guys to know that I love you. I'm going to be doing things different. I'm working on an interview, right? I'm not going to say with who, but I'm working on an interview. And I want you to know that I will never bring anyone before you that I don't believe has a true heart for the Father. I'm not doing anything for likes. I'm not doing anything for monetary gain. I have never received, you know, 1 cent for any of the things that I do. It's because I love the Father, and I want y'all to love him just as much as I love him. And I want y'all to know that he loves you just as much as he loves me. The same thing that he's doing in my life is the same thing that he'll do in your life. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. So give him your heart. Give him your yes. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that you're willing and you're able and you're ready to be who he called you to be. I love y'all the right way, the wrong way, the long way, and the strong way. You just tuned in to a brand new episode of Radical Talks with Tia Darcell.